Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Tuesday, July 7th, and unfortunately, Tony Cirino can't be with us due to a scheduling conflict, but he will be with us for Fantasy Draft Friday, so we'll get to enjoy him at some point this week. However, I'm going to tackle the top news note of the day, and that is Patrick Mahomes' huge contract. We're going to do a shorter episode today where I break down the information on that contract and how that might impact the quarterback market and may cause some changes for how the Steelers could look forward in the very near future. Let's get into it. All right, everyone, happy Tuesday. Thanks for rejoining us on the show. Really appreciate y'all hanging out. Now, as I said, Tony couldn't be with us today. I know normally we have a Tony Tuesday, and it's always exciting, but he had some conflicts, so we're going to bring him back on Friday and do that show then. But I wanted to get to the big news of the day. Now, I've been talking a lot of Steelers stuff, a lot of other things, but let's dive into this Patrick Mahomes situation. So if you haven't heard, which if you're on social media, you definitely did, but Patrick Mahomes has signed an extension with the Kansas City Chiefs. Only it wasn't your ordinary extension, because this man got a 10-year contract. And this wasn't no Scottie Pippen 10-year contract. He's got $450 million lined up in this contract, according to Adam Schefter. Now, totaling, this contract could be worth up to $503 million with all the incentives. Now, suppose there's incentives for like winning the conference or appearing in the conference championship game or winning NFL MVP that add the monies to it. But up to $503 million, the injury guarantees that are in place for Patrick Mahomes are at $140 million. So if he suffers, you know, an Alex Smith type injury, God forbid, but if he suffers an injury that takes him out of the game and ends his career, he will at least get that kind of money. Then he also, but also Adam Schefter pointed out in his analysis of it and having ESPN's people take a look at it, is that basically there's $477 million of this that are basically protected in guarantee mechanisms. Now, what does that mean? That means that when you look at the contract, it is designed so that the dead cap, or the dead space that's created by cutting Patrick Mahomes, which means if the Chiefs are ever to cut him, this is the amount of money that will be removed from their salary cap for that season. It's like in the 50 millions for most of his career in Kansas City, for most of his contract. So basically, he would have to do something so horrible that they would need to release him. And that would be the penalty. So basically, the amount of money that he's going to be getting because they can't afford to get rid of him, this is a marriage. They are stuck together. This is a heck of a contract. It's also the biggest contract in North American sports history. The former biggest was Mike Trout's, which I believe was around like $350 million. And that was something that we were used to seeing from baseball. Baseball always, there's always, whoever's the best player in baseball gets ridiculous money. You know, Alex Rodriguez, you look at all the people that got huge dollars with huge signings with Major League Baseball. That's just how that works. But everyone's always wondering, like, what about football? You know, it's the sport that makes the most money. It drives the most attention. Where's that going to come? Well, we just saw it. I mean, $450 million. I mean, that's $500 million. Now, he's never going to see the $500 million just because that he'd have to hit so many incentives over 10 years. It's ridiculous. But still, even if he gets just $300 million of that money, that's ridiculous. And the Chiefs, they made the move. And let me explain why they made this move. Now, the debate that's going, it's not even a debate, the discussion that's happening right now at a national level, and I had this discussion with Ian Furman out in Seattle and Tim Benz on the radio just yesterday, we were talking about, you know, who wins in this deal. Well, the answer is both, because the Chiefs are getting a superstar quarterback, maybe the best quarterback of this upcoming generation, and Patrick Mahomes is getting paid! I look at Patrick Mahomes and I see, okay, the question was, how was he going to set the market? Because We all know there's a lot of young quarterbacks out there that are on their rookie contracts that everyone's waiting to see what happens. We've been waiting for that shoe to drop with Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. We've been anticipating it to happen with Deshaun Watson. Lamar Jackson, a few years after that, is going to also command that kind of dollars. But Patrick Mahomes was chief among them. He looked to be the best of the quarterbacks. He's already won a Super Bowl. He puts himself on another level. His numbers through 2 years of passing are right there with Dan Marino's, and it is very scary how good he is. But it made sense that this happened. Now, some are saying that maybe Patrick Mahomes could have waited a little bit longer and seen some of these other quarterbacks sign and then use that as ammunition to get the money he wanted. But my point is this. He got the money he wanted. He won. I mean, unless someone out here becomes a billionaire soon, you know, as a player, I don't see any way of them losing, of him losing this contract. I mean, he is going to be the highest paid player in all of sports. That's winning. Now, did the Chiefs, in jumping the gun, did they make the right decision? I think it's also possible that you could say yes there too. Because here's the thing. As good as Dak Prescott is, as good as Deshaun Watson is, as good as Lamar Jackson is, all these different guys that are on their rookie deals and everyone's excited to see what happens with the rest of their careers, you look at that and you're thinking like, man, none of those guys are Patrick Mahomes. And if one of them has signed a super deal that set the market at one price, it would have given Patrick Mahomes' people even more ammunition to ask for more. And I look at this and I think that this is a smart play by the Chiefs. And, it guarantees for the next decade, we're going to have to watch this guy. he's gonna be the man. But we'll be interested to see, how do the Chiefs keep it up? Do they build around him right? You know, do they win another title this upcoming year? Lots of questions to ask there. But, as usual, this is the Locked On Steelers podcast. How does this impact them moving forward? I'll get into that right after this. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models of types of cars, it's impossible for places to keep all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. So why endure the pointless and seemingly intimidating questions that you'll get when you go into a store like, is your car an LX or an EX? And then you have to wait for the counterman to order parts on his computer, and then choosing the only brand that his warehouse happens to carry. You can skip all that. Go to a computer at your own house or your own phone that's in your pocket and go to rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family-owned business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And then go and write Locked On for in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, I'm back here in the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm Chris Carter, your host. Let's talk about how this Patrick Mahomes contract could impact a lot more things than just the Chiefs and just the AFC West and how the league will be played. This impacts the conversation of how quarterbacks are going to get paid moving forward. As I was alluding to in the last segment, we look at Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. You know, even veterans like Cam Newton, you got other young guys, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. These are all guys who are going to get paid very soon, and they're looked at as franchise quarterbacks on their rosters. You look at this situation, and you have to wonder, with Patrick Mahomes setting the bar this high, where will they be set? Because right now, you could say of that class that I just mentioned, Deshaun Watson is the next best thing. And you look at what Deshaun Watson's done with the Texans, and you wonder, are the Texans going to pay that man? Because they have had several disputes with star players over the years. They just let go DeAndre Hopkins, who him and Deshaun Watson were a dynamic 1-2 punch that made them a serious threat whenever both of them were on the field together. And by shipping him out, they left Deshaun Watson without that supreme talent. Now, maybe they're adding it to the offense right now. We'll find out. But Deshaun Watson, after looking at that situation, he has to know that the ball is in his court to make a move on how much money he wants to get paid. And it'll be up to the Texans to see if they're willing to play ball. Now, how this impacts the Steelers is that you look at all these contract situations with all these quarterbacks, and we're expecting Ben Roethlisberger to play through the 2020 season and potentially the 2021 season. And he retires after 2021, and these guys who I'm talking about are still in those contract disputes, it could change everything. Everyone's wondering, does it have to be Mason Rudolph? Do they have to draft another quarterback? What if the quarterback's already in the NFL right now? And instead of getting the young guy, they get the veteran. And remember, they don't need Patrick Mahomes. They're building a defense that could become the best defense that we've seen in a while. They're adding weapons all across the board. The biggest thing is they need a quarterback who can run the game and make plays, both with maybe with his feet, but definitely with his arm, and definitely with his head. And I think that when you look at the guys that I just named, here's their contract situations. Dak Prescott, his contract expires next year. The Cowboys are in dire straits. He is held out from signing on to the long-term deal that Jerry Jones wanted to offer him, and many people thought he was crazy. And they said, wow, Dak, how can you turn down the kind of money that Jerry Jones is offering you? Now we see the Mahomes contract, and even Patrick Mahomes is miles above Dak Prescott, that adds to his conversation and said, how much is a franchise quarterback worth to you, Jerry Jones? I think that's a serious thing to consider there. But for how good Dak can be at times, Deshaun Watson is also much better than him. Not Patrick Mahomes, but he's in that discussion of the best young quarterbacks in the league right now. And you look at his contract, it expires in 2 years, in 2022. Now, you have to wonder, Deshaun Watson, we've seen Bill O'Brien go at it with players. We've seen people leave disgruntled from Houston. Is Deshaun Watson also going to have that happen? Now, I have to think Bill O'Brien will do anything and everything to keep the golden goose that is Deshaun Watson. I really think that he's a talented guy. I think that Deshaun Watson is going to win at least one Super Bowl with his time in the NFL, just because he seems like a warrior to me. He always did in college, and he does in the pros. But could the Steelers benefit from getting any one of these guys in the next 3, 4, 5 years, whenever things start dropping? Now, Lamar Jackson is another case. 2022 is when his contract expires. Now, if his contract expires then, you have to wonder, what are the Ravens going to have to pay him? You know, what's their payment situation going to be like? How much do they have to lock him up for? Will they try to put him on a super-duper contract that also is in the Mahomes range? Now, the Ravens may be careful about this because that's what they did with Joe Flacco after he led them to their second franchise Super Bowl victory. Joe Flacco got at the time, which I believe was the biggest contract in the history of quarterbacks. And now, you can't even spit on that contract from where Patrick Mahomes on. It's so far above it. Now, I do wonder if the Steelers could luck out from all these contract negotiations. You're going to have Josh Allen. Even Cam Newton, who we've been talking about with the Patriots, he's going to be in a situation where after this year, he's going to need a new team. Potentially, we're thinking the Patriots could go get someone else in the draft or anything. And we'll eventually get to the draft. We'll talk about the draft deck for next year if we ever get there and if we even get college sports to evaluate players. But the bottom line is, there's going to be a lot of young quarterbacks who are going to be taking up a lot of money. And if someone doesn't deliver, or if they don't, for some reason, like their situation, that could be the chance for the Steelers to strike and get their future veteran quarterback. Now, who would you prefer to see? If you had your choice between the following quarterbacks, if you could get Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, we'll say Cam Newton or Josh Allen. Say somehow the Steelers end up in a free agency battle after the departure of Ben Roethlisberger. Who would you rather have? Let me know on Twitter, at Carter Critiques. If you follow me, I'll follow you back. You can also talk about this in the Locked On Steelers Facebook group just by searching Locked On Steelers on Facebook. Ask to join the group, and then and I will add you as soon as possible. So I want to know what you guys think, how it is. I'll be back strong tomorrow with a Wednesday with a full show covering more news that's going on across the league. Thanks for listening to the Locked On Steelers podcast. As always, please subscribe to the show. We're at Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts are hosted. Also, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps the show out. Thanks again for listening. I'll be back in your ears tomorrow.